This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We don't automatically think of the Midwest as a source for liberal views, but a northern Ohio city recently became the first place in the country where local activists got a ballot initiative passed so that gay and lesbian couples can officially register as partners. Now, just 4 months after the measure took effect, it may be overturned. Janet Babin reports.
Compared to most Midwestern cities, Cleveland Heights is an anomaly, so says resident Deb Smith.
I think that there's just a large concentration of progressive people that live in Cleveland Heights.
Together for 8 years, Smith and her partner, Kelly Zender, are one of about 70 couples who've signed up for the city's domestic partner registry that recognizes gay and straight unmarried couples. The registry statement offers the women official proof of their relationship. Cleveland Heights Law Director John Gibbon says the new registry's benefits, though, are mostly intangible.
It actually does nothing in and of itself. If it's going to be helpful and effective, it's only going to be because some third entity, some third party, recognizes it.
Such as a hospital that only permits visiting rights for family members or an employer that offers domestic partner benefits. About 150 U.S. cities and municipalities offer such registries, but the Cleveland Heights version was the first in the nation that came together through a citizen-led effort to get the registry on the ballot. 54% of city voters favored the measure. David Caldwell led the petition drive. He says gay rights activists were shocked at the strong results.
It's really a testament to the idea that we actually went out and engaged our community one-on-one with about 10,000 conversations before Election Day.
The local group got help from the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force that donated about $28,000 and just over a dozen staff members. Task Force Executive Director Matt Foreman says the ballot initiative succeeded because it was a homegrown effort.
The fact that it happened in the heartland of America and by such an overwhelming majority, given the kind of venomous opposition that was raised against it, really shows that if we go door to door and talk face to face with people about our lives, that we can win.
Jimmy Hicks, a minister and Cleveland Heights councilman, continues to oppose the voter-led registry.
The actions that take place in a homosexual relationship, I mean, I just don't believe that they are right, and that's according to the Word of God. I mean, that's just basically it. I mean, I look at it as the same as adultery.
Hicks has filed a lawsuit claiming that Cleveland Heights lacks the constitutional authority to create the registry under Ohio law. He's getting financial support for his lawsuit from the traditional values group Alliance Defense Fund. Alliance Defense Fund attorney Kevin Terrio says such registries degrade the sanctity of marriage.
Marriage is and has been a institution that is recognized by most, if not all, states as a building block of society. When you set up an alternative to marriage, you necessarily undermine the esteem with which society holds that particular entity.
But Kelly Zender says she doesn't understand how gay couples could threaten marriage. She says she and her partner Deb have a lot in common with most other families with young children, like 3-year-old Claire.
My struggle today was she wanted to wear the black skirt. The black skirt was in the wash. You know, that's my homosexual agenda for the day.
Cleveland Heights has filed a motion asking a judge to declare Councilman Hicks's lawsuit frivolous, claiming it's harassing taxpayers. The judge assigned to the case has promised a decision on the lawsuit by May. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.